I'm going to run through some scriptures this morning because I think we need to go through them in order for us to partake of what God is saying. We're going to be unfolding the mystery of communion to the body of Christ. Communion is a mystery, and it has to be unfolded spiritually. You can see it physically by the bread and the wine, but you can't see it spiritually. So it's a mystery. If the mysteries are not unfolded, turn to Matthew 13. If the mysteries are not unfolded, you'll miss out on the benefits. If the spiritual significance is not unfolded, it'll just be another day to you. But there's a spiritual significance, spiritual benefits in this teaching or this doctrine, this ordinance that's been set by God in his church. It is supernatural. It produces supernatural things. Now, let me say it this way. It is a kingdom mystery. The kingdom of God is within you. Communion has something to do with the kingdom that is on the inside of you. I will give you a definition of the kingdom that you never heard before in a few moments, that it will grip your heart, that you can understand and apply and receive, believe, receive, partake of, enjoy the benefits of this love feast, this celebration of the fact that you have already won. That's what communion reminds. That's what it is to remind us of. It's not just, you know, because I'm a child of God, I want to take my communion. No, no, it has great significance, and I want you to understand the blessing of those significant. Jesus said something in Matthew 13 that I use it in preaching prosperity, and prosperity is communion is prosperity too, you know. Yeah, communion is a part of your prosperity. See, I preach on financial prosperity, but I understand the totality of prosperity. It just don't mean just money. All right? So in Matthew 13, Jesus said something, and to bring the kingdom into this understanding, unfolding this mystery, this kingdom mystery of communion, this bread we eat and this wine we drink. I'm saying to you, it's a mystery, and only the Holy Spirit can give you the real significance of it. Before I read in Matthew, let me talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. There's a statement made there, and some just equate that statement to the gift of the Spirit. But actually, in 1 Corinthians 12, 1, it's talking about gifts, administration, and operation. How spiritual things function. How spiritual things function. How your spiritual life should be functioning. You see, you might be functioning in your soul or just your senses. But communion reveal how your spiritual life can function. Amen. 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 Keep up with me now. Yes, see, this is communion has to do with a spiritual functioning. What I said? Yes. Therefore, if you don't understand it, you're going to function malfunction. You're not going to be able to increase or partake of what really is yours if you don't have the full understanding of it. All right? You with me? Now, that 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, really in the Greek, it says, I would not have you ignorant of spiritual things. Communion is a spiritual thing. And if you're ignorant of it, Satan will kill you. Or he'll make you sick. Or he'll make you weak. And it's not based on how good you're living. Even though you're supposed to live right. But we got over that chapter and got all involved about, let me get ready to take my communion. You ain't never ready to take your communion. Jesus made you ready to take communion. You can't get worthy enough to take communion. You're already designed to take communion. And the Holy Spirit will help you with the rest, you know, confessing. And when you make a mistake, ask the Lord to forgive you. But you, I mean, you taking off 2 or 3 days when you're getting ready because it's Communion Sunday. That don't work. Your 3 days don't make you validated to take this cup. The Lord Jesus paid for that on the cross. So you don't need to be taking no communion today with contention because you made a mistake. Jesus paid for it all. So therefore, the Bible says he does not want us ignorant of spiritual things. And we cannot be ignorant of the Lord's Supper, this communion, why Jesus instituted this. And then spiritual things within themselves, Marcus, they are a mystery. They have to be unfolded by the Holy Spirit to release the full potential of the divine ability God has given to us. Hello. Y'all gonna let me preach with me today? Y'all got to answer me every now and then. Hallelujah. I like you hearing something. Hallelujah. Fool me if I'm not saying it. Fool me anyway. I might stumble up on something if you talk to me. So why I want to read the scripture in Matthew's, it tells us something that we have a right to know exactly what communion means. We have a right to apply all the benefits of it in our lives every day. And I want you to know it is powerful. Communion includes Christ, the cross, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position, and the rapture, and being in glory. All that's wrapped up in communion. All right, so now, Matthew 13, that 11 and 12 verse tells us something. If you don't know, it's going to be taken away from you. If you don't understand, because we're going to talk about the word discerning, the Lord's Supper, discerning communion. If you don't understand, it will be taken away from you. Satan, kingdom of darkness, will take something from you. So here, in the 11th verse, and he answered and said to them, because it is given, you see that? Jesus talking to those who follow him. It is given to you to what? Know what? Mysteries, plural, of the kingdom of heaven. Communion is a mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but it's given to you to know what it means. So in the name of Jesus in your life, you can enforce it. Wow. Listen to what the Spirit of God says. Many of my children have divorced themselves from me when they come down to communion by not understanding what it really means. They have made it worse. When you learn the full meaning of the Lord giving us this ordinance, you'll never rehearse the curse again. You will be a consistent reversal of the curse. I want no curse me. You better talk up for yourself, said up here. I want all curses out of my life. In Jesus' name. Now notice the 12th verse. The Holy Ghost wants you to see this, because we're talking about a mystery. We're talking about mysteries. We talk about it's given to you to know the mystery, but it didn't say that you was going to automatically know or automatically access the benefits from the mystery. Hello? You're not going, it's not automatic. Just because we're going to take the bread and drink the cup does not mean you're going to receive. What did it take to receive? Under. Standing, believing, and receiving. Talk to me. Understanding what this is all about, believe it, and receive it, and it'll manifest. Now that next verse tells us the saddening part about it. The 12th verse, if whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundant. But whosoever has not, has not the understanding, have not the revelation, have not the discerning of this bread and this cracker. And whosoever has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. This is very important that you hear me this morning and hear those voices, because God wants his children to understand He has already provided for them these things that are supernatural, and that you have to transfer, you have to switch realm to take communion. Yeah, you switch realm. Remember Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone? Then Jesus said, switch, but by every word. What is bread again? But it's another type of bread. It's spiritual bread. All right? Now, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53. The prophet prophesies about Christ and about the cross and about all the benefits of Christ dying. And the Holy Spirit brought it to my attention that if people don't see this, they won't know this. And a lot of things you've been putting up with, you're not going to put up with it anymore, because you're going to know how to apply communion if you won't take it at your house. The 53rd chapter of Isaiah revealed to us the price that Jesus had to pay. In other words, prophetically, he prophesied. Jesus hadn't died, it's the Old Testament. But it is prophesied how he's going to handle it. Talk to me in here. Talk to me up here so we can understand. So you understand, I want you to fully understand. That's why we're talking about understanding or unfolding or understanding the mystery of communion to the body of Christ. What it means. What it means. Now, notice what Isaiah started off with in the first verse. Who has believed our report? See, communion is making a report. God dog it. Communion is reporting to us it's all over. The report is mean that nothing Satan can try to put against you can work. My son handled it. That's why I told you as often as you do it in remembrance of me. I want you to remember it's already done. You won't have all of this wondering. No, you get wonders, signs and wonders, not wondering, signs and wonders. In other words, make the person wonder how you got out of that. Yeah. But you cannot believe what you don't understand. And all communion would be to us, if we don't get a revelation of it, communion would be what Paul is correcting them, these Corinthians about when we get over Corinthians. They made it out of supper. Paul said, eat at home. They was eating like, was eating crackers, they was eating like they're crazy, just because they didn't know the significance of it, so they thought they was getting together, have them eating. Sad to say, the body of Christ at large, we've been having them eating. Communion been eating to us. You know, I'm going to take my communion. See, unless you understand, you can't believe the report. And when you believe the report, look at the second part of that verse, what happened. When you know how to believe the report, look at the second part of that verse, look what happened. What do you think that means? Understanding, but that means that all of his abilities and his power comes to your defense. The arm of the Lord is revealed. See, the arm of the Lord is not a physical arm. It's a spiritual arm, and so you're never going to see it physically. But if you begin to walk in revelation and insight, inspiration, because you birthed in the spirit world, so you have the ability to receive from the spirit world that revelation. The revelation of communion is everybody can't take it. You got to be a born-again Christian to take communion. Because communion is telling you about your property and the things that are rightfully yours. See, don't be ignorant of spiritual things. So if the report of Christ dying on the cross is the key fact of communion, apartheid, it made it possible that we can eat that bread and drink that cup in a little while. The cross made that possible. But payment, a payment was paid in full for me to be healthy, wealthy, happy, live long, treat my fellow man right, walk in love. I'm able to forgive somebody who do me wrong. Talk to me, you know. You can't do that normally, man. I'm able to walk in a forgiving spirit.
Yes, sir.
There's an element, watch this now, watch this. There's an element of restraint in my life. There's some things I just can't do. You follow me? And that's where you want to, that's the place you want to get. See, now, I really was going to read out, maybe later on in the series I'll read the whole 53rd chapter, but I've introduced so much I got to go on to some other things now. So the first verse again, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Report, I have a footnote in my Bible, it's doctrine. Now, in order for you to participate, to properly understand the Lord's Supper or communion, or unfold the mystery of communion, the Holy Spirit will have to help you. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. We have to understand we're dealing with spiritual matters. We have to understand we're not dealing with religion. We're not dealing with tradition. We're dealing with revelation. We're dealing with real life. What I say we're dealing with? I want y'all to say that so you can hear it. We're dealing with real life. Yeah, the real life, the life of the kingdom, the life of God, the life of the Spirit. And so in the church, we're supposed to be spiritual. I know we're in a physical body. I know we have a soul. I know we have a mind. But the Lord deals with our spirit, where our spirit can bring our soul up to par, bring our mind up to par, bring our bodies up to par. Bring our life situation up to par.
Right. Amen.
You see the ninth verse, 1 Corinthians 2:9. I have to go there because communion is a spiritual transaction. Is a physical act with a spiritual transaction. See, actually we're going to take the bread in the physical. Drink the cup in the physical. But understanding in our spirit, because the Lord set it up, and that's what he set it up for us for, to put him in remembrance. Remember what? You do show the Lord death that he come. Why? Because he paid it all. Not only to go to heaven, but to have the abundant life down here. To win, triumph, have victory. Communion is a victory minor. He spoiled principality and power, made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. He have nailed every weakness, every sin, he have nailed it to the cross. Everything I've done wrong is nailed to the cross. Everything I'm going to do wrong, nailed to the cross. Every mistake that I ever made is already, every mistake I'm going to make, is already nailed to the cross. Grace. Thank God for grace. The cross was a grace manufacturer. Communion is a grace. It's a reminder of the grace that God has set before you to take care of you in any situation. You slip down and fall, but grace pick you back up. You lied because you was in a jam spot, but you repented. Grace picked you back up. When you're walking in the dark, you don't see nothing. And to a large extent, the body of Christ with communion had been walking in the dark. When you walk in the dark, you don't see nothing. It's not just for us to go to heaven. Not just to say I'm a Christian. It handled my life in every situation. Sit down. Let me see. Now look at 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And this is speaking about communion also, the mysteries. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. See, communion is a table of preparation. It don't only remind he had prepared a place for you in glory, but he prepares a table before me, 23rd Psalm. See, you got to prepare a place in John 14 when we leave here. But what about the prepared table that is before me right now? What about that cup? What that cup doing? Running over. And what I need to partake of all that God has done for me is to be anointed. He said he anointed my head with oil. He anointed my head with oil. Meaning that he gave me divine ability to operate and function in this world, and I can't be stopped. We're still talking about the mystery of communion. See, the anointing has something to do with communion. Communion has something to do with the anointing. The cross has something to do with communion. The communion has something to do with the cross. It's a divine banquet. Telling you, boy, it's a celebration. It's out of sight. It's out of sight. See, I just told you, red is out of sight. Ninth verse. See? Now, this is what we need. The tenth verse for communion. Tenth verse for communion. Communion need to be revealed to us. That's the first part I want to talk about. Communion must have a revelation. You must have a revelation of it. You must know communion include the blood, the payment, say you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God, or Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, written curse, everyone that hang on the tree. See, it's a revelation. It's a revelation. It's already done. You're a Christian, right? How many of y'all are Christian? Wave your hand at me. It's already done. Every victory, every triumph you need is already done. God dog, man, you better believe this. I heard the Spirit of God say, don't let the pressure fool you. Just now I heard him say that. Don't let the pressure fool you. The pressure is going to make you bounce higher. More the pressure, the more the blessing. It's already done. And then the Lord want to challenge somebody. He want to ask you the question today because you need to hear him ask you this question. Ill. Anything. I need some church members answering this today because, see, we be dealing with some stuff. You see what I'm saying? The challenge come and the pressure come. But yet we must divinely understand spiritually that nothing is too powerful for the Holy Ghost. Nothing is too powerful for the blood of Jesus. Nothing too powerful for the word of God. Nothing too powerful for the kingdom that is on the inside of me. You better get up out of here. Get up out of that natural thinking and feeling sorry for yourself and wondering what's going to happen. What? What? How can you wonder when you already won? How can you wonder how it's going to come out? God, don't. How can you wonder how it's going to come out and the communion say, hey. The resurrection is a mystery. And on the other hand, it's not. It's the Holy Ghost who got Jesus up. Sam, Holy Ghost, who saved you? Be seated. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God are the mysteries of God. All right? Now, go. You're in 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians 11. Let's begin here a minute. Go back to where we were. Because I want to deal with this weakness, sickness, and dying early. You know, people think, if I don't live right now, I take my communion, they're going to kill me. Communion ain't made to kill you. How long give us communion? Communion going to kill us. You know we're going to mess up sometime. And that ain't no license of sin. It's just humanism. It's just sometimes your senses outrun your spirit. When you come to yourself, you're going to get it straight. If you say it. Are you following me? You know, ignorant people look like they're not saved. Yeah, ignorant of spiritual things. Satan is just leading them like a sheep to the dump junkyard. That's ignorance. I see a poison keep on singing. Sin it. That's the ignorant poison. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of their rights, not to sin. Heaven fully tastes how sweet he is. Heaven fully tastes how sweet it is to live right. And don't have no skeleton in the closet. Never taste the goodness of God. That's the goodness of God, man. To live right is the goodness of God. Talk to me now. That's the goodness of God. Thank God I can live right in a dying society, in a sinful time. All right, let's look at this. We're talking about communion, and I want to go to, I'm not going to go to it in 2 Corinthians. In the 11th chapter, in the 29th verse, I want to go to that verse particularly for a reason. I want to read some more things, but there's something particular I want to get out from that verse. For he that eateth and drinketh, and underline that word unworthily. See, they ain't talking about you. Without Jesus, you're already unworthy. The Lord made me worthy. He's talking about in an unworthily manner, like ignorance, not knowing their rights, not understanding what it really is. That's unworthily. That's why I got to get that out of this church.
That's right.
I got to let y'all, we serve the community. We got to know what we're doing.
That's right.
So I'm not going to go with tradition. I'm not going with religion. I'm going with revelation.
That's right.
See, the revelation substantiate, you listening?
Uh-huh.
The relationship.
Yeah.
The revelation bring me to Romans 8, man. Romans 8 is a life chapter. And it says, if God is for me, who can be against me? Communion bring me there. See, communion bring me to the 8th chapter of Romans. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free, Romans 8 and 2. Made me free from the law of sin and death. See, communion bring me there by revelation. Hold on now. Hold my mule, let me shout now. Now watch this. For he that eateth, verse 29, I want you to be with me now, 11 and 29. Everybody raise your hand if you got that. 11 and 29. Raise your hand if you see it. 11 and 29. You look on the Bible, young man. You can see a Bible. 11 and 29. I want you to see it, all right? All right, we're talking about communion. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily. Now you got unworthy. You know what unworthily mean, all right? In an unworthy manner, in an ignorant manner. It ain't nothing talking about how good you live it. Because you can't live good enough to take communion. Jesus made it possible for you to take communion. Because we'd be the have and the have not if it's about who live right. Three quarters probably couldn't take it. And I might be in the number. I'm glad that it's not on my merit. No, I'm not making no excuses for sin. I'm just telling you, sin has been hounded if you listen to the Holy Ghost. All right, watch it. Eating and drinking. Whoa, wait, see, just another thing now. I got to get it straight because people got some scary words. And if you got the wrong preacher, he'll scare the hell out of you. Or scare you into hell. These words are unworthily. Oh, Lord, what did I do this week? What I did, you see, you're trying to word the man bringing the table out. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to drop dead in you. Oh, Jesus. I don't. Because you don't understand what it means, you see. Talk to me, somebody, now. How many of y'all appreciate this? We get this thing cleared up. We take communion with flying colors. What? now we got the word unworthily. And then eat it and drink it. And then he gives the word damnation to himself. Now, the word, underline the word damnation. We got to get that straight. The damnation here means you're going to need what communion says is yours, and you're too stupid to know it. So now you're in damnation trouble. Because the enemy want to damn you and jam you, but he can't because you know better. Because you... He who operate in the invisible know everything visible is temporary. He who operate in the realm of the spirit knows that he has the ability to operate in the supernatural and manifest something to take place, what's happening in the natural, or replace what's happening in the natural. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Sitting here just nodding your head. Listen. He who understands the revelation knows that they have the ability to draw a supernatural manifestation, a supernatural demonstration from the spirit world that can change whatever's happening in their life down here. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Communion, George, is saying, shout, for you have the victory in every situation. That's what he's saying. Jesus paid for it all. Say it. Jesus paid for it all. Whatever I'm dealing with in my life that is not working right, I'm about to change it, because in the name of Jesus, I can change everything. May I bring you further than organized religion? May I bring you further than man-made doctrine? Denominational doctrine? We got to get down to the raw nitty-gritty of the Word of God. What did the Apostle Paul mean when he wrote these things? What revelation is here for me this morning? Jesus. So let's deal with this now. See, it is not unworthily and damnation. People couldn't enjoy their communion. Oh, Lord, unworthy. Then they read it to you. And say, you're going to die. Your heifer, you're going to die. You've been doing so. Hey, man, you all up there, man. You're trying to enjoy yourself, you know. You don't understand what's going on, you see. Now, the last statement in verse 29. Look at it. Read it to me. See, all of this happened not because you're unworthy, not because the damnation coming, is because you can't rightfully discern the Lord's body. And because of that, you can't discern your benefit. And because of that, you cannot have your benefit. And because of that, you flat-foot scared. And fear will kill you. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Let him do it. He knows what to do. Let him do it. He knows. Let him direct your path. You see what I'm having? I receive, sir. You see what happened? Huh? So what it mean not discerning the Lord's body? We taking the Lord's Supper, and the Lord's Supper and the communion mean the Lord's body, right? So what it mean not discerning the Lord's body? What? Write that down. Not discerning the Lord's body. not understanding, but pastor about to give me some understanding. So I can discern the thing, and it's not on my merit. It's on Jesus' merit. See what I'm saying? See? So people are afraid of damnation. They're afraid of being unworthy. It's because it cannot properly discern the Lord's body. Once you discern the Lord's body, you can take communion with a breath. This is what Jesus paid for. And because I'm in Christ, and because I'm seated with him in heavenly places, I can take this communion, brother, and get the benefit of it. You see the difference? You try to get ready. They say, I'm not going to drink tonight. Man, go ahead and drink. God know you drink. And ask the Spirit to help you. Stop drinking. But just stop and drink. Stop taking that little sip Saturday night for Sunday. Ain't going to work. Now you're a hypocrite. Think you're getting away with something. You follow what I'm saying? Man, God know you. Now you can understand verse 30. What bring on verse 30? But I need it broke down. What? Not understanding really what communion is all about is about Jesus dying on the cross, paying for my past, present, and future mistakes. When I understand this, the next voice can't touch me. The next voice come on the scene through ignorance. For this call, what call? Not discerning the Lord's body properly, not understanding communion properly. Many are weak and sickly among you, and many die prematurely because the devil kill them. He kill them because they don't really understand communion was set to make you live long. Because when you take communion, it should kill sickness and disease. When you understand, I got to holler sometime, boy. When you understand it right, when you take, in a few minutes we're going to bring that cup out, and that when you take it, it's supposed to kill sickness and disease. Suppose you believe that. Suppose you believe, when I take this cup, blood pressure going to regulate properly. Go ahead and believe it.
Believe it.
And we take communion every Sunday, everything ought to be dead against you. You take communion right in the handle of your pocketbook. See, because Christ paid for everything. It's in there too, right, Bob? Yeah, it's in there. Your child on dope, communion will take care of that. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Sit down, man. Let me tell you a few more things. Yeah, hallelujah is right. It is my assignment by the Spirit of God to teach communion until it is understood by the church. May God help me in this great assignment. Communion, let me give you these things, Lord. Communion must be revealed because it is a mystery of the kingdom. Now, let me give you a definition for kingdom that's going to work it out for you. Let's go to the workout shop. Kingdom mean this, is the totality of Christ's life spreading into us with all of his activities. I'm going to give it to you again. I see you looking at me. I'm going to give it to you again because I want you to get the definition word for word. Kingdom is the totality of Christ. In other words, all that Christ is, of Christ's life spreading into us with all of its activities. That's a powerful definition. You read it. That's powerful, man. See. Communion is announcing the Christ life is taking over. When they roll that tape out, I want you to look at it, you're coming a takeover. It's a takeover. For what you are learning in these series, what we are learning, what the Spirit of God is teaching us, and apostolically he's trying to bring the doctrine back in the church right, that the people of God would not have to suffer so much hardship by misunderstanding the weapons that the Lord has given us spiritually. Not to survive, but to triumph. Nobody wants to just keep surviving. See? You are kings and priests. Did you hear what I said? You are kings and priests in the eyesight of God. God ain't looking for your mistake. God looking for your ministry. Let's see, I'm trying to close with two scriptures here. Yes. Let me try to close with two scriptures to make this thing so clear you have to hire somebody to make you miss it. I'm telling you, man, I'm going after this thing, boy. God, people are suffering too much, man. Two scriptures I want to lock together. And when I saw them, I told you about the vision I had in the night watch about the cross. Who wasn't here when I told that vision about the cross? I told the vision about the cross. You were not here. I was in the night watch. I had a vision, and an open vision. I saw a large cross on top of my house, and it was dropping blood. And then it left my house and went to my children's house. Stood over Leroy Jr. house, and cross was dropping blood. Then it came on down the down road and stood over this church. And out of that cross, blood was dropping. Then the Lord said it to me, everybody connected to your ministry, that cross is over their house, dropping the blood. The Lord told me that. They remind me to tell you all because I thought I had told you all, but I said it the Wednesday night. No, it was a large cross, just like that cross, but it was larger. And it, blood was dropping out the bottom of it. You want an interpretation? Covered. When I see the blood, when the enemy see the blood, what he got to do? He got to pass over. I tell you, he don't want to stop. He didn't tangle with that blood before. He don't want to tangle with that blood. The blood, that cross is over your house, Dan. Green, that cross is over your house. What's your first name? If that crosses over your house, blood dropping right now. Man, I'm glad they remind me to tell you all this. I thought I told all y'all this. No, this is what the Lord said. And then I got to get my partners to know all over the world that cross over their house, they're connected. Every business connected with me that cross over that business, dropping blood. I can't help if I'm one of God's favorite. I made it possible to be his favorite. You can do the same thing. I make myself one of God's favorite. You don't automatically become a favorite. You obey him and obey him and obey him and obey him. He said, I can trust that old boy there. I can trust that old girl there. Let me try to close you now. I'm trying to find that verse. The two verses we're going to close with. Then the boys, y'all can bring the tape out. Did Mac hear me? Got to find his verse. Yeah. Go to verse 28. 1 Corinthians 11, 28, and then I'm going to take you to another verse I want you to see. 1 Corinthians 11, 28, where it says, but let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Now, we know we got to live right, right? But the examination in here is examining yourself whether you understand what you're doing. All right? Now, I'm going to take you to another scripture to help you, and I'll close there. Go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 13. Yes, sir. Verse 5. I like for this Bible to talk itself, you know. Now, you see, I just told you, they're talking about you're not examining whether you're so worthy or what. No. Here's what, if you don't understand, you can't have faith, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, right? So if you don't hear the word properly, you can't have faith properly. Talk to me, somebody. Help me close. Help me let you get an early lunch. Get me close. The fifth voice says, look what he's saying now. Examine yourself. Well, you be, that is right there. Look. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. You know what a reprobate is? Huh? Mind all messed up. See? So you can't have your mind messed up. You can't have your mind frozen in the aspect of what this communion really means. Yes, sir. Absolutely. So the Bible said, let a man examine himself. Do you understand what's going on? That's what he's saying. Then this verse here said, I can't hardly get away from it. This verse here said, examine yourself. For what? See whether you're in faith or not. We about to partake of this table. See, do you know enough to take this stuff right? Are you following me? See, do you know enough? See, do you understand enough to get your deliverance out of this table? Bring the table. Where the table at? I want the table moving while I'm talking. Y'all had a prayer meeting back up in there? Because I want the cupris, the carninivusa, empre pendul sikini. Every person in this house, your life changed today by revelation knowledge from the Holy Ghost. This table take on a new significance today. It's not the same old humdrum. No, it's a revelation from God that Jesus paid for it all. Look at the voice one more time. Look at the voice one more time. Examine yourself whether you be in faith. I need you in faith here. Prove your own self. Know ye not that your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you. And because Jesus is in you, actually Jesus taking communion through you. Wow. Wait a minute. To be, Jesus have a unique way Jesus do it. The will is usually written when the testator is dead. But Jesus wrote the will and rose back up to come enforce it. So when you take communion, you say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of healing. Christ in me, the hope of a long life. Christ in me, the hope of deliverance. When that communion go in your mouth, it's going in Christ's mouth. Christ says, I validate her. I validate him. I wish I could have the whole body of Christ here in this series. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, preaching behind the apostle Paul in the same apostolic anointing. That the church, not only the church in Corinth, but the church in Darrow will know what they're doing when they walk today. That whatever fighting against you have to bow at the name of Jesus. Bow at the power of the blood. Bow at the power of the cross. Bow at the power of the kingdom. Dear God in heaven, thank you for this bread and this wine. And thank you that if we partake of today, the saints here at Word of Life understand partially, we'll keep teaching them what they're doing. And they have to examine themselves to make sure to prove that they're in faith. And they can have faith because they're born of faith. They're believers. So they may, quote up, I said, may they have faith that everything you have promised comes from this table. And the only way you want us to remember this table is to remember what you have done for us, Father, through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, died and took our place. He's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripe, we are healed. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in this house today, that they will get a supply of the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon his bread and upon his wine. They'll never be the same, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're going to get ready to serve communion. I know I didn't call for nobody to join the church. But we're getting ready to serve communion.